New Normal Town Council member Stan Nord moves closer to a lawsuit with the town itself.
It's a little surprising when you have somebody who's parading and being a bean counter for every dollar that we collect and spend in this community.
That's fellow town council member Kimberly Cummings. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, May 21st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a lawyer for Normal Town Councilmember Stan Nord promising to sue the town if Nord doesn't get a waiver on a sewer tap-on fee. Nord didn't vote. GLT's Charlie Schlenker reports the rest of the council said no to the waiver.
The fee is less than $12,000. It is for property Nord bought more than 2 years ago on West College Avenue. Nord attorney Ryan Powers says there was already development on the land and a connected sewer before Nord bought.
Now, this is about fairness. The town's mistake was that it did not assess the tap-on fee and allowed development.
Town lawyers say the town could either unhook the property from the sewer system and wait for a request for new construction and then collect the fee, or it could approve the plat only after the owner pays the fee. That's the move the council took. Nord's attorney argued the town did not notify Nord about the fee, although City Manager Pam Reese notes there is a town email to Nord.
We believe the email communication before he purchased the property gave him adequate time to consult with the seller.
Nord's attorney said the town never responded directly to Nord's questions about the fee, and that raises a question whether the first email qualifies as formal notification. Nord had to recuse himself and go sit in the audience during discussion of the issue, but the matter might have long-term implications for council relationships. Councilmember Kimberly Cummings says she's concerned that Nord asked for special treatment when he closely scrutinizes other spending.
It's a little surprising when you have somebody who's parading and being a bean counter for every dollar that we collect and spend in this community. And as an elected official, do not want to at least say, you know what, I understand what's going on here. It'll be the betterment for my community.
But Nord says he does not think the dispute will affect his working relationship with other council members.
No. This issue's been going on for 3 years. So it's been going on for, well, probably almost 3 years.
Nord referred other questions to his lawyer. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. 2 years after opening in a high-crime neighborhood on Bloomington's west side, the Jefferson Street Community House will soon close and be sold. A new affordable housing development is coming to South Bloomington. The $17 million Lincoln Lofts project on Four Seasons Road will benefit from federal low-income housing tax credits. And we're tracking a WJBC report of a hit-and-run on Bloomington's west side last night near Locust and White Oak Road. Police say one pedestrian suffered serious injuries. These stories and more at WGLT.org. If you like craft beer and you live in central Illinois, what a time to be alive. We've had several breweries opening right here in Bloomington Normal. Distills Big Hall, Keg Grove, White Oak, and Little Beaver Brewery. I recently found another one, Emancipation Brewery, up near Fairbury.
So these are the beginnings of the hops.
Surrounded by farmland as far as the eye can see, Lincoln Slagle is showing off a crop you don't see too often here in central Illinois.
And they only actually came out of the ground about a week and a half ago. And as you can see, a couple of them, like over there, that one's already 3.5 feet high.
That crop is hops, as in the flowers used to make beer. Just a few steps away is Slagle's brewery and tap room, Emancipation Brewing Company. It's the latest in a series of craft beer openings in central Illinois in the past few years. There are now at least 229 craft breweries in Illinois, more than double what it was just 4 years ago. Emancipation comes with the flavor of agritourism, like going to a pumpkin patch, but with, you know, beer.
But I would say the thing that really sets us apart is our kind of, one, our location, which is kind of more of a destination. Even though we're not anywhere glamorous, you know, people come and they spend the whole afternoon here, you know, and it's just kind of a, you know, a little bit of a destination place that, you know, people really have a connection to the agricultural background, I think.
Emancipation is located just outside Fairbury, around an hour northeast of Bloomington Normal. It's literally inside an old dairy barn. On top of what he grows on the vines just outside, Slagle also gets hops from Landlocked Hops. That's just down the road in Loda, Illinois.
A lot of people, when I post on social media about the beer with, like this morning I did about our beer with local hops, you know, people get really excited about the locals really want to try it. And those are the most popular releases we've done so far have been the local ingredient ones. And I think that we've drawn a decent amount of people that are interested in hops. We get a lot of farmers even coming out just to say, hey, you know, we'd like to maybe grow some hops too. You know, it's kind of become a not only a community thing, but, you know, people are coming to it not just because of the beer, which is an interesting thing.
For now, Emancipation's beer is only available here in the tap room. It hasn't popped up in restaurants or stores yet. Slagle has a one-barrel brewing system and 7 fermenters.
Basically, it's as much beer as I can make myself without any help.
Emancipation's tap room is a really clean mix of rustic and modern. A barn door separates the tap room from the brewing area, but then there are power outlets at tables so people can charge their phones. The ag theme is everywhere. When GLT visited, the selection included beer called Row Crop, Farmer's Favorite, and Straw Hat.
We've got a lot of, you know, open space and land here, and we're out back where we grow some of our hops. We're working on kind of a courtyard concept where it won't just be a patio. It'll be a place where families can come and spend the afternoon, play games. There'll be fire pits, things like that. So, you know, something to have, you know, people don't have to just make the trip here and spend a half hour here. They can feel like it's worth it, you know, and have something that the family can kind of enjoy. And so that's, you know, that's our next step. And after that, we're, you know, we've expanded a little bit, got some more tanks and stuff, but it's more to satisfy our demand within the tap room and be able to offer a full range of beers for people to, you know, take home with them.
You can hear and read the rest of this story and see a photo gallery from inside Emancipation at our website, wglt.org. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board meets at 5:30 p.m. tonight. On the agenda is a plan to hire Chestnut Health Systems to run the new Fuse mental health program, plus a county government social media policy. And Heartland Community College's board meets at 6 p.m. They'll be discussing and possibly voting on a collective bargaining agreement with the Heartland Adjunct Faculty Association. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at wglt.org.